everybody. Today I am here with a Microsoft coworker of mine. Now, your name is Nagi, but we're not going to talk about necessarily your job here at Microsoft. We're going to talk about, as many of us do, he has a hobby, a passion, a little side interest called the Where Am I Project. And this is something that you've just sort of taken on and built just out of your own passion?
That's correct.
Do you frequently lose your friends and your family?
I often do, and myself.
Okay, well, to make that even a little bit more humorous, explain what the Where Am I Project is.
So Where Am I Project is really a way to someone to share their global position, their whereabouts, with their family and friends. And it's also a way to build a social network with, with your friends and family circle. That aside, technically, it's a coming together of various Microsoft platforms like Windows Mobile 6.0, ASP.NET, Ajax.ASP.NET, IS7, all of the latest.
Virtual Earth?
Virtual Earth 5, thank you. Right. Virtual 5, well, that's the most important platform.
Yes, it is, you know, because it's just a family of developers and programmers here, and you've sort of brought them all together.
Yes, it's a cool way to bring them all together and showcase what Microsoft platforms can do to our customers. So
I love it. Let's take a look. So now, explain how it works. So I've got my phone. Suppose this was my phone.
Yeah, so this phone here, as it has a built-in GPS. Uh-huh. It doesn't have. You don't have to have a phone with built-in GPS, but this one has.
Any phone will do?
Any Windows mobile phone with GPS enabled or interface to a GPS device. And it runs a little app that I wrote that basically reads the GPS position and uploads your position to a server using a web service call. And thereafter, there's a web page where that you can see on the screen here where your family and friends can go into the page and take a look at where you're at.
They can find you whenever they want. This would be good for your, you know, naughty teenage son.
Yeah, I have a big disable button, though.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
And I'm gone.
Yeah. So I think the page itself tells you various things, like how fast you're driving.
Get out of here!
And it also has which way you're going, the heading, north, south, east, west, which way.
It takes it. So if I was running with your phone,
it would
say how fast I was running?
Correct. So that's it's close enough to 3 to 5 seconds. So it's pretty close that way. And it also has things like whether you're stationary or how far away from home. In this case, 1,379 miles from home.
Because you're home, obviously, you don't make that commute every day.
That's correct. That's correct. So it's a way for us to eventually, I think my hope and plan is to build a community inside Microsoft. And I've had a lot of interest from friends and folks that I've been talking to. So I have a couple of dog fooders who are running my application right now. So I would like to grow it to an extent where we can build a good proof of concept out of this for a customer community.
Okay, so let's see. Here's my phone. Now, how are we using? You know, is it bandwidth? I mean, how often are you sending up that signal and uploading?
So in the application itself, let me bring up a screenshot of my mobile phone here. So this is a screenshot of my mobile device.
So that's what I'm seeing here on the phone.
Yep.
So just like
it's a remote admin kind of tool. So here in the options tab. You could say that I'd like to upload every 5 or 10 or 15 seconds. 5 is okay. It gives you a realistic response.
Right. But you can still read and gauge the speed of your vehicle even if you're not uploading every, 3-5 seconds?
Correct. You have to at least upload 5 seconds with latency of 5 seconds so you can get a realistic speed.
Cool.
And in fact, if you were to take the device with you right now, we could track where you're going. It's a pretty real-time tracking.
I don't know if I like this game.
My wife didn't like it either.
Yeah.
So here in the, this is a little app. So you basically set up your profile. What it is, it's a completely self-provisioned tool. So if you were to have a phone with GPS-enabled device, you could go into the tool, you could set up your account yourself, you could disable your account yourself. So there's no admin involved in the process. Although I must say that today, as it stands today, I don't have a privacy.
Right, component. That's what I was about to ask next. So it's all I get to decide all the settings and all that stuff. But do I get to decide who gets to know where I am?
That's a very good question. It's a very good request that I should put in very quickly.
I'm sure that's what most people say. We're like, I don't really want everybody to know where I am.
No,
Can't call in sick.
Yep. In fact, that's one of my to-dos over the week, and I should probably put that into motion. Here, if you look at this particular screen, you can identify a picture for yourself,
Cute.
and the home base is where your home base is. So I can use that to compute the from home distance.
Okay.
You also have a unique ID for your device, for your mobile device, which is used for your account itself. So it's a pretty self-provisioning way of.
You know what else will, if you lose your phone, you know, I'm in Vegas. I don't know what I did with my phone. Oh my God, it's
That's
at the roulette table.
now you have a use case scenario.
There you go.
Yeah,
See?
there you go.
Just trying to help out.
And then we have in the Actions tab is where the actual action takes place. So when I click on the start button, obviously I don't have GPS signal here, but if I clicked on the start button, it starts reading the position. And then once you enable, this is a big disable enable button I was telling you
Yeah,
about.
important.
Yeah, when you enable that, then that's when it actually uploads the data to the server.
Okay. Let's scroll in to see exactly how detailed of the map, because I've always been a big fan of Virtual Earth. You see how detailed we can get and how close you are. Because right now I see an overview. You're sort of in Redmond somewhere.
Yep, exactly. So here's, I can use my scroll.
Oh,
Just
it even
scroll
says
in.
Microsoft.
Yep, there we are in Building 20 right now.
Okay.
So this is the road view of the Virtual Earth, right? I mean,
Right.
that's a fantastic product. Virtual Earth is
Oh,
awesome.
I love it.
It's, I mean, now I'm going to switch on the hybrid view.
Now we see the trees.
Now
It's
we
a
see the
lovely day.
trees and the Building 20 there. And there's our Building
That's
18
where we
right
were.
there, right across the street. So you can actually go further down and take a closer look. But there are various possibilities here. Now, for example, here I can see where the restaurants are closer to our building 20 and 18. Well, let's zoom out a bit. There. So we have a restaurant here, the Thai Ginger,
Amazing.
and
Great.
whatnot. So as you drive, you can actually see, you know, your friends and family can see where
Sure.
you're closer or whatnot.
Now, you were actually talking to me earlier about something that's not out yet, folks. This was an exclusive sneak peek or sneak listen. You're incorporating a speech aspect to this.
That's correct. So one of the components I'm working on is I'm building a speech system in my house. So as I get closer to my
Right.
house, the speech system can figure out where I'm at and can say, can actually announce
Right.
Nagi's 5 miles away from home.
Right. So it's like, kids, clean up your room real fast. Dad's almost home.
Exactly. And then as I'm getting closer to a restaurant, let's say McDonald's, it can announce saying, Dad is
Right.
5 minutes away from McDonald's. If you need something, give him a call,
Right,
and then I can
right.
stop by and pick it up.
So convenient. Gosh,
So
it's
there's
like almost
one.
alleviating the need for even picking up the phone in the first place.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities. In fact, one of the reasons I wanted to build this was to improve safety and social networks for even employees within Microsoft. I mean, to just to figure out where who was, you know, and establish a meeting, for example, you know.
What if you want, how do you feel about inserting like a little chip in your kid's ear or something like
Sign
that?
me up.
Chip your kids.
Sign me up.
All right, well, let's test this thing out. I am going to go somewhere, not too far, but I'm going to go. Give my, you know, I'd give you a count to 15, 20,
Okay.
maybe 30, and you GPS track me, and hopefully we'll see if you can find me.
Great.
All right, I'm out.
Let's go see if I can go find her. There she is.
I'm not that hard to find. Here's your phone back. This is awesome, Nagi. Thank you for all your work bringing all Microsoft communities together. It's called the Where Am I Project. Look for it, or maybe, you know, it'll come find you.
Right.
Hopefully
Thank you.
soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.